I'm David Delegater. Rushing towards summer, there's always someone's idea of great literary news. Here's one of mine for you. There's a new Doc Ford novel from Randy Wayne White. If you're looking for Dostoevsky or Robert Coover, this isn't it. But this is the 22nd in a series centered around the reluctant adventures and moral ambiguities of Marion Doc Ford, a rather laconic, straight-laced marine biologist and environmental consultant who, oh, by the way, possesses a rather murky past as a covert government assassin. The novels are set to start on the southwest Florida Gulf Coast islands of Pine, Sanibel, and Captiva. Ford is always prodded and provoked by his foil, Sigurdur Tomlinson, a free-spirited Buddhist hippie doper. The adventures have extended to South America and Asian locales, and this one is a mystery set in Cuba, where Ford and White himself have a long personal history. Randy Wayne White was born in Ohio, and after high school, White, as he calls it, traveled for 5 years and moved to Southwest Florida in 1972. He worked for the Fort Myers News Press for 4 years and obtained a boat captain's license. He then bought a used charter boat and operated as a light tackle fishing guide at the Tarpon Bay Marina on Sanibel Island for 13 years, focusing to a large degree on fly fishing clients. White began writing novels while working as a guide. He was inspired by and seen rightfully as an heir to the hard-boiled Florida mystery writer John D. MacDonald. Before writing under his own name, White churned out 18 pulp novels in the early 80s under the name Carl Ram and Randy Stryker in just 4 years. When the federal government closed Tarpon Bay to powerboats, White became a full-time writer and adventurer. He has traveled and written about Africa, Singapore, Sumatra, Borneo, Vietnam, Malaysia, the Caribbean, and South America as a contributor to Men's Journal, Nat Geo Adventure, and as an editor-at-large for Outside Magazine. Among his numerous works of nonfiction are The Sharks of Lake Nicaragua, Tarpon Fishing in Mexico and Florida, and Bait Fishing the Rainforest. He survived being stabbed in the back by terrorists in Peru, his dog sledded Alaska, helped to reestablish Little League Baseball in Cuba, and ferried Cuban refugees to safety during the Marielito boat lifts. In his new novel, Cuba Straits, Ford is approached by his old friend and spy world adversary Juan Rivera. Rivera has gone into the lucrative business of smuggling Cuban baseball players into the U.S. He is also buying and exporting historical Cuban treasures for pennies on the dollar and is searching for a legendary whispered-about Holy Grail of three flawless Harley-Davidson motorcycles, allegedly hidden by three American ballplayers during the 1959 Minor League World Series between the Minneapolis Millers and the Havana Sugar Kings. When Castro took over, incidentally, the series, played for hemispherical bragging rights, was tied at 3 games apiece and was, for political reasons, never finished. The Americans had to flee, abandoning their bikes. And at the time, the Sugar Kings were a Cincinnati Reds farm club and included the future slick-fielding red shortstop Leo Cardenas. In a game in July 1959, not long after Castro had taken over, Cardenas, playing against the Rochester Red Wings, was one of two players to get shot by a bullet from the stands. Such is the passion for baseball in Cuba. In any event, Rivera comes into possession of letters written by Fidel Castro between 1953 and 1963 to a previously unknown girlfriend, and it's not a matter of money anymore. Rivera is clearly in over his head. When an insane shortstop disappears with Castro's briefcase, Ford is called to investigate. The Russian Secret Service, the Cuban police, and a Santeria priest are in pursuit, all with bad motives. Ford suspects that due to the volatility of their content, the letters contain secrets that someone or some powerful agency cannot allow to be made public. A lot happened between Cuba and the U.S. from 1960 to 1962. Many men died. A few more will hardly be missed. As Doc Ford ages, the books are less about spy versus spy, as Ford tries to keep to his marine biologist persona. But fate, circumstances, and moral obligations to friends seem to pull him inexorably off his island. Cuba Straits is full of macabre twists, and like all the Randy Wayne Doc Ford series, it's one you don't want to miss. You'll find a link to his website at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm David Delegater.